Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the show that I like to call Foxtrot. Excuse me. Where I play things that I think are good and or interesting. And the good and or interesting thing that I just played was Maria by Greg Mendez. That song is fun. Because the first time I heard it, I thought, oh, what Alex G song is this? And then it just wasn't Alex G. In fact, it was Greg Mendez. But I like Greg Mendez. I think I played a song with him like a few weeks ago. I rock with the Mendez vibe. That song's good. Again, it just sounds like Alex G, but that's fine. It's like I like Alex G, so that's cool. Anyway, I have an interesting show for today. I'm calling it Foxtrot 10-Minute Version. In that, you'll see. I feel like it'll be pretty obvious. Actually, it won't be. Well, it's obvious, but, like, not immediately so. Basically, we're playing some long songs today. Songs that are minimum 10 minutes. They're actually pretty long, hence the long songs. So there's not a lot of quantity of songs today. But that's okay. I think it's a fun show. I've been wanting to do something like this for, like, 2 years. And so I thought, why not do it tonight on this glorious October night? I was like, I almost thought that was a rhyme. That was just the same. That was just the same word. That's fine. Okay. We're going to jump right in. I hope you're all excited for this. I think it's fun. Okay. I'll be back in over 10 minutes. Here's Fishmans. Thank you.
Walking the river, walking the river.
Okay, that was fun. We just listened to Walking in the Rhythm. It's in all caps. By Fishmans. That was the whole song. That song was just under 13 minutes. I think it's a fun groove. I feel like I've played a lot of Fishmans on this show. But for those who don't know, Fishmans was rest in peace to the lead singer, was a 90s Japanese psychedelic rock outfit that goes a little crazy. Like, they have a few albums. This album in particular is very good, but I love their album Orange, and then they have one of the craziest live albums ever that I don't know the title of because it's in Japanese, but I'm sure you've seen the cover if you're locked in like that. But yeah, I recommend Fishmans because I've been on a Fishmans kick for a few months these days. Yeah, and this song is good. I love the bass line that just like persists throughout the entire thing. I love when the strings go a little insane. I think that's a really fun part of the song. And yeah, it's just hard not to listen to that song. Just kind of like bob your head. You're like, yeah, I am jamming. And that's like kind of what the Fishmans vibe is all about. It's just jamming to some funky little bass line, I guess you could say. And then the piano part of it was nice, too. And I say that as a biased listener, in that I tickle the ivories every now and then. Actually, a lot. I feel like I've been tickling too many ivories these days. But that's okay. Okay. Now we're going to do a vibe shift. This is another long song, because again, for those who are just tuning in, today is Foxtrot 10-minute version, where we're only playing songs that are over 10 minutes. And this one is a little longer. And a little darker. And, I don't know, a little more emotional. And really, really for the sensitive Foxtrot listeners. Those who are in touch with their emotions and rawness, I guess you could say. Not really. It's, yeah, this is big for high school Noah. So, if that tells you anything about how I was doing when I was 17, 18. Yeah, okay. Without further ado, I don't think it needs any introduction. Here you go. We'll talk about it later.
Apologies to future me's and you's, but I can't help feeling like we're through. The ripping of the tape hurts my ears, in my ears. I've never seen anyone quit quite like you do. Twin bruises on my shins, from where I kicked the back of the seat in. They meant what I went through for you, but now they're fading, now they're gone.
Time.
starving when the time flies or you're gone. I'm not gonna end up a nervous wreck like the people I know who are nervous wrecks. Though I'm not gonna name names, yours was an exception. Did the sound just stop at the end of every day? Nothing left to say. There'll be no backstage pass. We gotta go back. 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 We gotta go back.
Thank you.
too cliche. If the music has forsaken you, roll the stone over the grave. I never liked that one anyway. I'll stare into the face of whatever it is that's facing you. And if the levee breaks, you'll find out what it is that's replacing you. And when the mirror breaks, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Call it black star, call it pain star. The same thing happens when you touch it. Did they tell you what happens when you touch it? Did they tell you what happens when you touch it? Did they tell you? Did they tell me? What happened to you?
Thank you. now we see only reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these two remain.
I got bad news, guys. That song holds up. I got horrible news, which is that that song holds up. I don't know why I said that twice. That song being Famous Prophets, parentheses, Stars, by Carsey Headrest, that comes off the album Twin Fantasy, specifically the 2018 remastered version of the original 2011 album. Yeah, unfortunately, that's like the greatest song ever made. Like, I was like, oh, 18-year-old, no, he's not what he's talking about. Like, he's just a whiny, emotional, whatever. And I'm sorry, everyone. It's a good song. I listened to it now. And it, like, again, I acknowledge the fact that I'm completely wearing, like, nostalgia-colored glasses at the moment. But it's like, I listen to this, and I'm like, how does anyone even do that? Like, how does someone, like, sit down and write that? I don't even know. Sorry, it's like the greatest song ever. I literally lost like 5 listeners during that song, and I don't care. I literally do not care. That song is so crazy. There's like 4 separate parts where you're like, how? And I don't know. I don't even know how he reaches 3 separate emotional climaxes in that song where you're like, oh, Jesus. So yeah, shout out to Will Toledo. Sorry you got long COVID. I really am sorry about that. Will Toledo, of course, being the guy from Carsey Headrest. And, that song is so... I could... Oh, my God. And that whole album... Like, I reached a point... I don't know why I'm about to Carsey Headrest max right now, but I reached a point in my life where I was like, I can finally admit that Teens of Denial is the better Carsey Headrest album. And then I listened to that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry. It's just like, that's so crazy. It's so crazy. So, yeah. I hope you all enjoyed that. Another thing that I hope that you do. Can I be honest with you guys for a second? If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's right, another flawless PSA segue. I'm on fire. Okay, the next song is longer than the last one. Sorry, everyone. Again... For those just tuning in, this is Foxtrot 10-minute version, where I'm only playing songs that are over 10 minutes long, and they've been increasing in length. I've literally only played 3 songs since I've gotten here, and one of those was the opening that was under 2 minutes. So we got another song. Yeah, I'm excited. Here's Sufjan. Have fun, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
world is yours. All the wilderness of the world is yours. Go on, little sister. Go on. For you beautiful, beautiful. All the fullness of the world is yours.
Whoa. Anybody's gonna tear up? That was kind of emotional. That song we just listened to was Jaharia by Sufjan Stevens. That comes off his album. Excuse me. That comes off his album All Delighted People. Actually, it's not an album. It's called an EP, even though it's literally like an hour long. But I'm not one to put Sufjan in a box. I was listening to that today, actually, while I was picking out songs. The three songs I played today. And the album is good, or sorry, the EP is good. So this song, Jaharia, is named after his sister, and it's written for his sister, and it's like the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, you go into it, and you're like, okay, Sufjan's doing the weird thing where he just has like the most distorted guitar solo ever. Like, he's a few of those. And then, like, 10 minutes in, it just transforms into this just, like, the most empathetic song I've ever heard in my life. I don't even know how else to describe it, but it's just like classic Sufjan. That's why the people love him. I don't know why I'm turning this into an ode for Mr. Stevens, but he deserves it. I love Sufjan with my whole heart. And you can quote me on that. You can write that to the bank. You can cash that to the bank. So yeah, I guess that wraps up my show today. Thank you all so much for coming to Foxtrot 10-minute version. We got through... not including the opening track. We got through three songs. So good job, everyone. I thought that was impressive. And you know what? I enjoyed it. I was just hanging out here. I had my headphones on. When we got to Famous Prophets, I'm not ashamed to admit I was singing a little bit. I hope the microphone was off because I was going at it. And if the microphone wasn't off, then you all probably heard that. And that's okay. If you liked what you heard, I'm here the same time every week, Wednesday night, 1 a.m., Thursday morning, 1 a.m., however you want to phrase that. Again, this show is called Foxtrot. I think it's really fun. We laugh, we cry. I cried listening to Jaharia right over there. But yeah, tune in weekly if you enjoy what I have to say or what I have to play. That was smooth. I've never even said that before. Okay, I'm going to close out not with the 10-minute song, with the 2-minute song. That's kind of a bad song, but it's fine. It's like funny. And I just wanted to play it on the radio. I think there's a show after me today. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if they walk through that door. Okay. I hope you all sleep well. Excuse me. And yeah, feel free to tune back into Foxtrot next week because I'll be here. And I hope you will too. Okay. Without further ado, here is Hidden Track by Prince Daddy in the Hyena. Okay. Good night, everyone.